KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light rain and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and areas of fog through late this morning and a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak arrested a local woman Sunday evening. 28-year-old Sarah Lee Ahearns of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 100 block of West Grimes Street at around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. Ahearns was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant issued August 25th for a probation violation associated with a June 2014 OWI first offense charge. A woman was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is investigating allegations an employee of the 21st Century Co-op may have embezzled money. According to Sheriff Darby McLaren, the manager of the co-op asked for the investigation, which also includes a review of records by the auditor's office. McLaren said because it is a complex, ongoing investigation, additional details will not be released at this time. 21st Century Co-op has locations in Cumberland, Messina, Atlantic, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. A letter from Board President Rick Wheatley to the co-op's stockholders dated October 3rd said in part, the cooperative is investigating criminal activity that was recently uncovered and is being addressed by the sheriff's office, the board of directors, and co-op management. The co-op learned that an employee had allegedly embezzled funds from the facility, and the employee has since been discharged. A pretrial conference is set to take place this morning for an Atlantic woman facing multiple charges associated with a scheme to get money by making her 5-year-old daughter appear to have cancer. The conference for 30-year-old Letha Case Lawson will be held at the Cass County Courthouse. A pretrial conference may be conducted for several reasons, including to expedite the disposition of the case, help the court establish managerial control over the case, discourage wasteful pretrial activities, improve the quality of the trial with thorough preparation, and to facilitate a settlement of the case. Lawson had claimed her 5-year-old daughter Riley was dying from colorectal cancer. Thousands of dollars were raised for treatments that were never rendered, and the family's trip to Disney World. The woman has pleaded not guilty to 20 counts, including one count of drug distribution to a person under 18, two counts of child endangerment causing bodily injury, two counts of administering harmful substances, two counts of assault while committing a felony, two counts of domestic abuse, and 10 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, along with one count of theft in the first degree. The alleged offenses date back to September of last year. Earlier this month, Slauson's lawyer indicated that he would file a motion for diminished responsibility on behalf of Slauson, whom he says is competent to stand trial, but is unable to tell right from wrong. Slauson's trial is set to begin November 12th in Atlantic. She remains held in the Cass County Jail on $35,000 bond. Police in Red Oak have filed additional charges against a man involved in a standoff early Sunday morning. Officials say 35-year-old Tyler Gregory Jennings of Red Oak now faces charges of indecent exposure and assault with the intent to commit sexual assault. The charges stem from an incident that happened late Saturday night. Jennings was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond for the most recent charges. He also faces a felony burglary in the first degree charge and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse causing injury. The latter charges stem from an incident that began just before 3 a.m. Sunday when officers of the Red Oak PD were called to the 500 block of North 6th Street in Red Oak. Upon arrival, officers learned that Jennings had allegedly assaulted 28-year-old Megan Ann Purcell of Red Oak and forced his way into her residence. Purcell was checked by Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel and later examined at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Following their initial contact with Purcell, officers tried to make contact with Jennings, and when they located him at his home in the 600 block of East Reed Street, Jennings told officers he would not leave the house and would defend his property from any unlawful entry by law enforcement. He also said he would not comply with officers until they obtained a search warrant. In addition, he informed officers that he'd been the victim of a burglary, where two unidentified assailants forced their way into his home and assaulted him. Officers obtained a warrant issued by a judicial magistrate and began a dialogue that included Jennings and one of his relatives. Jennings left his home and was taken into custody without incident at around 4:30 a.m. Sunday. In the funeral announcements, George F. Studelberg, age 84 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for George Studelberg will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ernard Fay, age 96, of Knoxville and formerly of the Adair and Anita areas, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bernard Fay will be today at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Randy Stoles, age 63, of Erling, died Wednesday in Harlan. A memorial mass for Randy Stoles will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rose Larson, age 87, of Hamlin, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Rose Larson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Cemetery near Hamlin. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Ludwig, age 97, of Casey, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Mary Ludwig will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Helen Pont, age 99, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Pont will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosemary Wyman, age 68, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Rosemary Wyman are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Keith Lyle Marsh, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Keith Marsh are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.